And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Nothing. That's the first word you have on the front of your bulletin this morning. Nothing. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Last week, we considered that topic of suffering, which the Apostle Paul underlined in this same chapter, Romans 8. And this morning, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wants to assure his readers that suffering does not separate believers from Christ, but actually carries them along toward the ultimate goal, heaven itself. And you and I just sang about heaven in that hymn, Jerusalem the Golden. I know not, oh, I know not what joys await us there, what radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. O sweet and blessed country that eager hearts expect, Jesus in mercy bring us to that dear land of rest, who art with God the Father and the Spirit ever blessed. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Asks Paul. And then he gives this list. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? And then Paul gives the answer. He says, no. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Notice, for the Christian, not only conquerors, but more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then Paul says, for I am sure. And we talked about that last Sunday. Paul does not say, I would like to think so, or I hope so. No. He says, I am sure. I am convinced. I am persuaded. I know. Do you know for sure? For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else, nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul was sure, he was convinced, he knew, because Christ met him on that Damascus road, and that even in losing his head, literally, Paul knew that physical death would not separate him from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus the Lord. 10 of the 12 disciples would be martyred. Do you think that they would give their lives for a lie? Think again. No. They knew for sure they were with Jesus for 3 years. They saw the miracles. They saw where Jesus raised people from the dead. They saw Jesus after he had risen from the dead. The disciple John writes in his first letter, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But you say, well, that's easy. They saw Jesus. I haven't seen him. Paul saw him. The disciples saw him. But I haven't. Unless I can see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. Are you doubting Thomas the second? Is it seeing is believing for you? Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen me, do you believe? And then Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe in me. So that in reality, believing is seeing. And that's what saving faith is all about. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The disciple Simon Peter writes in his first letter, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you love him." The disciple John writes, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and this is what we are. And what we will be has not yet been made known to us. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." Nothing, for I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else, nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May that be your proclamation now and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jerusalem, the golden, with milk and honey blessed, the sight of it refreshes the weary and oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not, what joys await us there, what radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. They stand those halls of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many an angel, and all the martyr throng. The Prince is ever in them, the daylight is serene, the pastures of the are ever rich and green. There is the throne of David, and there from care released the shout of them that triumph, the song of them that feast, and they who with their leader have conquered in the fight. Forever and forever are clad in robes of white. O sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect, O sweet and blessed country that eager hearts expect. Jesus, in mercy bring us to that dear land of rest. You are with God the Father, Spirit ever blessed.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.